The Voice in Speech and Song, Chapter 47, Illustrations and Visual Aids. Chaste and Dignified. The truth should be clothed in chaste, dignified language, and the illustrations used should be of a like character. Self-evident illustrations. It would be well if ministers who labor in word or doctrine could enter the fields and spend some portion of the day in physical exercise with the students. They could do as Christ did in giving lessons from nature to illustrate Bible truth. Teaching by illustration. In Christ's parable teaching, the same principle is seen as in his own mission to the world. That we might become acquainted with his divine character and life, Christ took our nature and dwelt among us. Divinity was revealed in humanity, the invisible glory in the visible human form. Men could learn of the unknown through the known. Heavenly things were revealed through the earthly. God was made manifest in the likeness of men. So it was in Christ's teaching. The unknown was illustrated by the known. Divine truths by earthly things with which the people were most familiar. The Scripture says, "All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world." Natural things were the medium for the spiritual. The things of nature and the life experience of his hearers were connected with the truths of the written word. Leading thus from the natural to the spiritual kingdom, Christ's parables are links in the chain of truth that unites man with God and earth with heaven. Application of the Scriptures. The Lord wishes you to learn how to use the gospel net. Many need to learn this art. In order for you to be successful in your work, the meshes of your net, the application of the Scriptures, must be close, and the meaning easily discerned. Then make the most of drawing in the net. Come right to the point. Make your illustrations self-evident. However great a man's knowledge, it is of no avail unless he is able to communicate it to others. Illustrations for everyone. Teachers, remember that the Lord is your strength. Strive to give the students ideas that will be to them a savor of life unto life. Teach by illustrations. Ask God to give you words to speak that all can understand. Children in understanding. The teacher should constantly aim at simplicity and effectiveness. He should teach largely by illustration, and even in dealing with older pupils, should be careful to make every explanation plain and clear. Many pupils well advanced in years are but children in understanding. Comprehension by children. In all that men have written, where can be found anything that has such a hold upon the heart, anything so well adapted to awaken the interest of the little ones as the stories of the Bible? In these simple stories may be made plain the great principles of the law of God. Thus, by illustrations best suited to the child's comprehension, parents and teachers may begin very early to fulfill the Lord's injunction concerning his precepts. Thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Dignity of the word. Too many illustrations do not have a correct influence. They belittle the sacred dignity that should ever be maintained in the presentation of the word of God to the people. Starving sheep. There are men who stand in the pulpits as shepherds, professing to feed the flock, while the sheep are starving for the bread of life. There are long, drawn-out discourses, largely made up of the relation of anecdotes, but the hearts of the hearers are not touched. The feelings of some may be moved, They may shed a few tears, but their hearts are not broken. The Lord Jesus has been present when they have been presenting that which was called sermons, but their words were destitute of the dew and rain of heaven. They evidenced that the anointed ones described by Zechariah had not ministered to them that they might minister to others. When the anointed ones empty themselves through the golden pipes, the golden oil flows out of themselves into the golden bowls, to flow forth into the lamps, the churches. This is the work of every true, devoted servant of the living God. The Lord God of heaven cannot approve much that is brought into the pulpit by those who are professedly speaking the word of the Lord. They do not inculcate ideas that will be a blessing to those who hear. There is cheap, very cheap fodder placed before the people. Strange fire. The minister is using strange fire when he mixes storytelling with his discourses. You have men of all classes of minds to meet, and as you deal with the sacred word, you should manifest earnestness, respect, reverence. Let not the impression be made upon any mind that you are a cheap, surface speaker. Weed out storytelling from your discourses. Preach the word. You would have had more sheaves to bring to the master if you had constantly preached the word. You little understand the soul's great need and longing. Some are wrestling with doubt, almost in despair, almost hopeless. Use of visual aids. By the use of charts, symbols, and representations of various kinds, the minister can make the truth stand out clearly and distinctly. This is a help, and in harmony with the Word of God. Object lessons in Sabbath school. Our Sabbath schools should be made more interesting. The public schools have of late years greatly improved their methods of teaching. Object lessons, pictures, and blackboards are used to make difficult lessons clear to the youthful mind. Just so may present truth be simplified and made intensely interesting to the active minds of the children. Memory training. The use of object lessons, blackboards, maps, and pictures will be an aid in explaining these lessons, Bible stories, and fixing them in the memory. Parents and teachers should constantly seek for improved methods. Charts and presentation of truth. Instruction has been given me clearly and distinctly that charts should be used in the presentation of truth, and these illustrations should be made still more impressive by words showing the importance of obedience. Combination of word and illustration. The use of charts is most effective in explaining the prophecies relating to the past, the present, and the future. But we are to make our work as simple and inexpensive as possible. The truth is to be explained in simplicity. Means of holding attention. Brother S. is an intelligent evangelist. He speaks with the simplicity of a child. Never does he bring any slur into his discourses. He preaches directly from the Word, letting the Word speak to all classes. His strong arguments are the words of the Old and the New Testaments. He does not seek for words that would merely impress the people with his learning, but he endeavors to let the Word of God speak to them directly, in clear, distinct utterance. If any refuse to accept the message, they must reject the word. Brother S. dwells especially upon the prophecies in the books of Daniel and the Revelation. He has large representations of the beasts spoken of in these books, and these are brought forward at the proper time to illustrate his remarks. Not one careless or unnecessary word escapes his lips. He speaks forcibly and solemnly. Many of his hearers have never before heard discourses of so solemn a nature. They manifest no spirit of levity, but a solemn awe seems to rest upon them. Life-size images of prophetic beasts. Elder S. is arousing a good interest by his meetings. People of all classes come out to hear and to see the life-size images that he has of the beasts of Revelation. Representations with convincing power. I am pleased with the manner in which our brother, Elder S., has used his ingenuity and tact in providing suitable illustrations for the subjects presented, representations that have a convincing power. Such methods will be used more and more in this closing work. Illustrative devices. Let the workers for God manifest tact and talent, and originate devices by which to communicate light to those who are near and to those who are afar off.